Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMV, the Six Ninja, in the place to be for a paper-saver universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT Spring Breakin' Week 1, Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary, and it's one hell of a night, I will tell you that. We started off with Adam, Nick, and Ava backstage. They got the draft starting this Friday going into Monday. And we start this bad boy off with the NXT Women's Triple Threat Championship match. Roxanne Perez, Tatum Paxley versus Lyra, Valkyria. This was a banger. I'm not going to lie, man. This is one of my favorite matches of the night. These three brought it. And Roxanne, rightfully so, retained that championship. I was like, let's go, you know. So, but no, this was a really good way to start it off. And I like, too, that there wasn't no, like, cheesy spring breaking intro or anything like that. We got right into the action because this was a packed show. And I appreciate that because all the competitors were already in the ring. We had this thing backstage with Ava, Nick, and Adam. And then we go right in and boom, we start the show. And that's what I really love. And the big fight feel for the main event was really felt because we have superstars from the main roster coming down to watch the big main event tonight, and that made me really happy. We got Fallon, Jordan, Thea backstage, interrupted by Jada Parker, and Fallon and Jada get into it, and it sets up a match for later on tonight. The Creed brothers and Ivy are backstage with Kelly. They're like, we ain't missing this. You know, they're like, everyone's weighing in. Who's going to win, Trick Williams or Ilya Dragunov? And a lot of people saying Trick Williams, saying whoop that Trick. And I said it last week, with the draft being this Friday, with the draft being Monday, and this being on week one, this championship match itself, Ilya's moving up to that main roster. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He's moving up to that main roster, and we'll get more into that when we get into the main event. The Family versus No Quarter Catch Crew and No Goulash. Goulash in some hot water. Hot water goulash. over some accusations from Ronda Rousey. Drew Gulak is no longer on TV. I don't know if he's going to be fired, but we shall see. Because No Quarter Catch Crew is his baby. But now, you know, I think we're going to move on from him and let No Quarter Catch Crew be themselves in their own right. But they lose to the Family, and this was an awesome match as well. 3-on-3, beating each other up. D'Angelo looking on fire. Baron Corbin, Alexis King backstage. Well, Baron Corbin is doing like an interview type thing, and Alexis King gives him a basket and says, here, farewell, the Baron Corbin. Going to back to the main roster with your boy, Braun. Baron's like, I ain't going nowhere. But this sets up a match with these two tonight. Then we go into Fallon Henley versus Jada Parker. Fun match with OTM on the outside. Jada Parker gets the win, and I don't think this story is finished anyway, anyhow. And my girl, JC Jane, with Jasmine, doing a backstage promo, and JC's telling Thea, I made you, you little brat. And JC Jane and Thea Hell are going to go at it, and I'm excited just because I do really like JC Jane. I like Thea Hell, so, you know, I really like these two, and I think I like JC just a little bit more just because she has that charisma. She has that attitude. She screams superstar. Thea is almost there. She's almost there, but I really am rooting for JC Jane when those two come head-to-head. Kelly's backstage with JD McDonough, and he's talked about Ilya Dragunov, and he's like, hey, you know, we've had the biggest rivalry back in NXT UK. You know, I know Ilya Dragunov, and here comes New Catch Republic. A little bit of a split decision, you know. One's for Trick, one's for Ilya. So, like I said, this is the awesome format of the shows, having these superstars weigh in. And everyone else around the world, especially on the X and everything like that, and Cody Rhodes, Jade Cargill, you know, they're weighing in on this main event, and it just keeps building, building, building. Lola Package, looking great, looking awesome. I cannot wait for NXT Underground next week with her and Natalya. I know it's going to be... They made it feel like a big fight feel because this was the contract signing. Natalya's out there with Carmen and Ava's there. They have the contract signing. Lola goes back and forth. I love what Lola said. She said, yes, I shake my ass, but I also can beat that ass. And I'm going to beat your ass even more with this person in my corner, Shayna Baszler. Huge reception. Huge, man. That crowd was Shayna. Rightfully so, man. I love Shayna Baszler, and I wish more for Shayna. But this is going to be awesome. She's going to be part of the main event next week. I'm hoping that is the main event because this is a big fight feel between Natalya and Lola Vice. But of course, Carmen kicks Shayna. Lola and Natalya get into it, and Lola and Shayna go out the heels way, you know, walking away from the ring, you know. But this is a big fight feel. So next week, NXT Underground, baby! Rich Holland is in the parking lot, and Sean Spears interrupts, and he's like, hey, man, I know you. He's like, you don't know me. I'm Rich Holland. I don't know. The Final Testament package, you know, how they're going to rule over the NXT tag team division. But Nathium and Axiom, our champs, are backstage watching with the other tag teams, Good Brothers, Malik and Idris, of course. And we got a broken mirror. I don't know what that means. Bad luck, I guess. But the Final Testament is trying to take over this division. And I hope Nathan and Axiom can hold them off, because I'm rooting for Nathan and Axiom to be a long-term tag team. They're committed to get there. Beach Brawl. You know, I thought this was going to be stupid. A little bit. It was a little bit stupid. Like, with the beach balls and everything like that. But, you know, when you're given an opportunity, Blair Davenport versus Sol Ruka, when you're given an opportunity, you make what you can of it. And I think these two did that. I did really enjoy this beach brawl. Going through that picnic table was crazy. And Sol Ruka's finish, like, I really haven't really paid attention just because I'm like, eh, you know, I'm not really digging the beach vibe thing, whatever. But no, Sol Ruka's finish on Blair Davenport, I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. You got, and it's all about timing too. So great match between these two, and my hat's off for making the beach brawl beach fun. And we go backstage. Trick's backstage. He's talking to his mama. How sweet is that? Before the biggest main event of his life, he's talking to his mama. And here comes Johnny Gargano. And he's like, hey, man, you know, no pressure, no diamonds. And I took that to heart for myself as somebody who gets up every day, writes these reviews and everything. You got to do what you got to do. And she tells Trick, you got to do what you got to do, man. Get out there and whoop that Trick. And we got some metaphor shenanigans on TikTok. I need to follow them on TikTok because I saw this thing. I was like, ah, is there more of this? I want more of this. I'm going to go check on TikTok. Baron Corbin versus Alexis King. It was okay. Alexis King got the win. Alexis, he has such a badass entrance. He has such a badass look. I'm just not feeling it, though. Yeah, I've said this for weeks with Alexis King. Like, I really do like this dude, but there's just something missing. And maybe eventually we'll get to it. You know what I mean? We're waiting for it to hit. Now, main event. We got an interview beforehand with Ilya. And Damian Priest was there. That made me so happy. He's like, hey, champ, good luck. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, it does. And Byron's with Trick. And as they're walking to the ring, and that I really like this part because he's like, yeah, I'm going to go whoop that Trick. And like Mama said, whoop that Trick. And we have a beautiful main event. My second favorite match of the night next to the NXT Women's Championship Triple Threat. But man, you talk about emotion. You talk about heart. You talk about that crowd losing their shit. We got a table spot. You know, we got the main roster superstars in the crowd rooting, and we get the big moment, and we get a really sweet moment with Trick and Ilya, where Ilya does that hug, and you know, then they start slugging it out, and it just ends up in Trick's favor. Trick gets the win, and we have a new NXT champion, and I chef kiss. Mwah! Thank you, Ilya, for all you've done in the NXT roster. He's going to the main roster. It has to be, you know. I know the stipulation was if Ilya beats Trick, Trick leaves NXT. I think more or less Ilya is leaving NXT. We're going to see him on the main roster. We're going to see him get drafted. And I'm just going to make a prediction right here. He's going to get drafted to Raw. I see him going to Monday Night Raw. That's just me. Okay? But man, Trick Williams, congratulations. Our new NXT champion, rightfully so. And man, I got hype. I jumped up. I was like, whoop that Trick. Whoop that Trick. Yeah, I was going with Booker, man. But yeah, great show, man. Overall, spring breaking, week one. Can't wait for week two. I don't know what you're going to do on that show. Oh, wait, I know what you're going to do on that show. You're going to give us NXT Underground between Natalya and Lola, and that's going to be fucking sweet. All right, y'all. NXT Battleground, June 9th at the UFC Apex Center. And I was like, man, it's just right around the corner. And right down the road, Las Vegas. Scratch my chinny chin chin, I say. Should I go? All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. I give the show a solid 5 out of 5. Congratulations again to Trick. That's it. That's all. You know, share with your grandma, share with your grandpa, share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Trick shot! Booker! William Slade! The Mad Dragon!